God is amazing, you know, and he knows what he's doing. So this morning, we're going to prepare our hearts for communion. And so we're going to stray off of Corinthians because the reason why I don't want to share Corinthians, because then it will become just a once a month deal or a custom or whatever. So I want to focus on the actual communion itself. And so open up your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 6. And I want to read from there in Isaiah. And then we're going to do something different. And I'll explain it as we look at Isaiah chapter 6. And we're going to start in verse 1. I thank God that for my salvation. Thank God for your salvation and that we're in the family of God, because we are a family. And so it's really neat that at the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. So Isaiah chapter 6, and we're going to prepare our hearts. The reason why they're still up here is because we're going to do a little bit more worship than normal. But we're going to do something different here, okay? Look at verse 1. It says, in the year of King Ezra died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphims flew to me, and having his hand a live coal, which he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it. And he said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. Let's say that together, okay? Here I am, send me. And he said, go, and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Now, this is the reason why I'm bringing this up. I'll just hold your finger there. Just look at chapter 1, the very begin with me. I just want to read a few scriptures there. What was going on at that time and what God was doing here. In Isaiah chapter 1, look at verse 2. He says, hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken, and I have nourished, and I brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey's its master crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupt. They have forsaken the Lord, and they have provoked at me to anger, the Holy One of Israel, and they have turned away backwards. And, you know, when I read in verse 3 where it says, you know what, the ox knows its owner, the donkey knows its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider. I can't even fathom somebody who knows God, but don't want to know God, but don't even just doesn't want to consider God, his presence. So, and then go back to chapter 6, because the chapter before chapter 6 and chapter 5, the Lord, you know, he brings charges against the nation of Israel. And he tells them, you know what? I have blessed you. I have worked with you. I have given you so much. He has given them so much, and how he has been good to them. And he has given the law of Moses. And he has blessed them with the promised land, a land that was flowing with milk and honey. But they end up, what, breaking the law? And they end up defiling the land that the Lord has given them through their sin. And so the Lord, he compared them to a vineyard he said, you're my vineyard, and you're to produce fruit unto the Lord. But they became fruitless. They failed to produce that fruit that God wanted, and that was unto him. So the Lord, he did all he could for them. He went out of his way, and he did what he could, but they refused him. So the only thing that was left was him to bring judgment on them. And the Lord used Isaiah to pronounce judgment on them. And in verses 8 through 10 of chapter 5, the reason why God brought judgment is because of their sin of covetousness. They had the sin of drunkenness in verses 11, 17. Their sin of carelessness in verses 18 through 19. Of deception in verse 20. Of pride, 21. Of injustice in 22 and 25. And so the Lord brought them into the land, that land of flowing, that was flowing with milk and honey. He had blessed them exceedingly abundantly. But even though they took it, they received it from the Lord. But they forgot about God himself. As he said in Isaiah chapter 1, the ox knows its owner, the donkey knows its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Now, we're going to be taking communion. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul said this, examine yourselves to whether you are the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you indeed are disqualified? But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. And then in 2 Peter, Peter said in chapter 1, verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then when we take communion, obviously 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 is where Paul talks about communion. He says, but let every man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But in Isaiah 5, before Isaiah pronounced judgment on God, because God's telling him to go to these people, but before he actually pronounced judgment on the leaders of Israel, on those who are worshiping in the temple, look at verse 5 of chapter 6. Look at verse 5. Look what Isaiah does. He said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts. Then the seraphim went and so on. Before he, what I want to point out here, and this is the reason why we're going to continue to worship, okay? Before he made the judgment that God called him to do, he first confessed his own sins before the altar of God. He stood by himself and he said, woe to me, Lord. Woe, for I'm undone because I'm a man of unclean lips. And from there, Isaiah, he saw the Holy One of Israel. He saw him. And he couldn't keep silent. He couldn't not speak. And because he stood at the altar of God by himself, he had that personal relationship with the Lord. And he saw the Lord. And he saw himself in the presence of the Lord. He saw his need. And he saw the need to be healed and to be cleansed. So the reason why I'm bringing this up, because we're going to continue to worship the Lord before we take communion. But just like Isaiah, He went to the altar before he went to the people of God. He went to the altar and he went before God. And what happened? The Lord took the coals from his altar, touched his lips, and he was healed and he was cleansed. And so just like Isaiah this morning, I'm leaving the altar open, the altar of God. You, by yourself, like Isaiah by himself went. If you need to come down here and you need to examine your life, you need to prepare your life before God, I'm going to encourage you to come down by yourself. We're not going to, there ain't going to be no one here who's going to pray with you. By yourself, like Isaiah. And pray and ask God to take the coal of his altar and touch your lips so that you too can be cleansed. And you will hear those words, go, you're going to go before me. God will send you. So we're going to continue to worship the Lord. And as we do, again, if God is speaking to you, if there's something in your life that you need to prepare, you need to bring before the altar of God, now is the time to do it, okay? Just come up, pray, and then you can go right back to your seat. And then we are going to take communion in the right moment. So let's worship.